This year, make Valentine's Day extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, you get to choose how you want to celebrate. Their dining room and cocktail lounge will be serving a full menu beginning at 5:30. Or dine in their elegant grand ballroom with a four-course meal that you'll not soon forget. You'll enjoy lump blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, surf and turf featuring a petite filet and lobster, a tasty Valentine's Day dessert plus a commemorative bottle of champagne. You'll enjoy an incredible meal with breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $175 per couple. Seating is limited, so call for reservations at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing Valentine's Day package at rhythmkitchenseafoodandsteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. 702-767-8438.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. You know what it is? It's the day that we work all week for. It is the best day of the week.
It's Friday.
Here we go.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday is the day that we work all week for. We try not to take ourselves too seriously. Give me a little more of that.
Oh, Friday,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on. You know better. It's Friday. Great to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local Now. I promised you we would get to hear from Kaylee McEnany, and we will, coming up in just a few minutes. Also, one of the things I want to tackle in this hour, and we'll visit with Kaylee about that, and that is the, I guess what they're calling it, the Green New Deal. It's Democrats. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez went on the offensive yesterday. In fact, she went on MSNBC, believe it or not. Yeah. Really weird. You know, somebody like that doesn't go on Fox News. They will go on CNN. They will go on MSNBC. Let's go to Cut 8. Cut 8 is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on MSNBC claiming that the Green New Deal is not, and again, this is Cut 8, this thing they've called the Green New Deal, which is not just about energy. It's about a lot of other stuff. This was Ocasio-Cortez on MSNBC.
One way that the right does try to mischaracterize what we're doing as though it's like some kind of massive government takeover. Mm-hmm. Obviously, what we're trying to do is, well, obviously it's not that, because what we're trying to do is release the investments from the federal government to mobilize those resources across the country. So how do we get there? It can come across a wide range of things. It could be a Tennessee Valley Authority style public programs, but it could also be public-private partnerships. It can work down on a municipal level. There could be some potential contracting involved. So it's not as though the federal government's going to wave a wand and say, we're going to do it all ourselves. Secondly, I think one of the big issues, too, is that we have to really address the fact that there's been this broken metaphor of the government as this one-in, one-out piggy bank that Republicans like to say applies to Democratic right. programs, but when it's their turn at the helm, they just cut whatever check that they want to cut, which is what they did with the tax cut bill. However, the tax cut bill, they lied about in terms of saying that it will generate economic activity. We know that for every dollar you cut in taxes, you get just a couple cents back. But for every dollar that you invest in infrastructure, in building, in right. jobs, you get more than a dollar back.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, using that well-worn Democrat branding, you know, these aren't taxes. These are investments. This isn't government spending. These are investments. And I've never understood why Republicans don't fight back, why we don't create our own, you know, our own stuff. Okay. You want to know what the real strategy is. And it's weird that she would admit to this. I thought it was very, very weird. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, this is cut 9. She was on MSNBC and she outlined, I guess, the Democrats' strategy on how to actually get all this stuff done, all this government spending done. And it's weird that it involves not just holding on to the House, but winning the Senate and winning the White House. It's a part of a larger strategy to control the U.S. government. This is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez yesterday on MSNBC.
When you actually break down our strategy on the Green New Deal, even when you go all the way back to our requests in the fall, mm-hmm. we were talking about the need to draft or come up with a blueprint by 2020. Because what this really is an organizing play. It's so that by 2020, we can get all of those chess pieces in order. We can get a majority in the House. We can get a majority in the Senate. We can capture the presidency, and we can get things done.
Don't know how much of the new the Green New Deal that you've seen, but I'd be interested in your thoughts on this huge government spending program. And by the way, not all of it is energy related. You know, the green part of it, the green is only a part. And you got to look at the whole thing. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. And we'll get a chance later in the hour to be joined by Kayleigh McEnany. We'll do that and more coming up. You want to join us? You may have some ideas on this new Green Deal or this Green New Deal. I think people will get it confused. I really honestly do. It is officially the Green New Deal. But we'll see what you think. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is live and local now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business, but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045, 702-483-7045, or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontru, Senior Planning Trees. They're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. That's why Nevada policy is getting more involved and making it easier for you to get involved as well. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Here is a reminder. All of you should remember, Valentine's Day is coming up next Thursday. And trust me, as somebody who has been in and out of relationships most of my adult life, you don't want to forget Valentine's Day. You can forget a lot of things. You can forget your anniversary. You can just trust me on this. You don't want to forget Valentine's Day. So why don't you celebrate this year at Ichabod's? Thursday, February 14th, next Thursday, beginning at 3 p.m., you and your main squeeze can choose from veal marsala, walleye, surf and turf, lamb chops, and my personal favorite, a succulent prime rib. Ichabod's, call for reservations right now. They're standing by to take your call. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Great food, great atmosphere, and you will love it. And you will keep the peace. Don't forget Valentine's Day. Okay, this
Green New Deal. Here is what we know about it. There's a lot of stuff we don't know about it. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez really enunciates essentially a socialist wish list. That's what it is. And that nearly every leading 2020 Democrat supports. What would it do? It would demand a 100% transition to renewable energy within 10 years, but doesn't explain how it would be done. It upgrades or replaces every building in the U.S. Yeah. Every building would be replaced. Congratulations, you just got a new house. It would eliminate fossil fuels completely, putting about 1 million Americans out of work. If you eliminate the fossil fuels completely, 1 million Americans will be out of work. It requires government-provided health care, jobs, wages, paid vacations, retirement benefits, housing, food, college. Here's one I don't quite understand. Access to nature. Anybody, you ever feel for what that is? Access to nature. And the list goes on and on. And it aims to get rid of, get this, farting cows and airplanes. No, I'm not joking. It lacks a funding mechanism. We know that the Medicare for All is going to cost $32 trillion over 10 years. Now, remember, our budget, our yearly budget is around $4 trillion. Times that by 8, and that's over 10 years. This is bizarre. I want to find out what you think. Any of these items that you think are legitimate? Or is this just a socialist utopia? Requires the government to provide health care, jobs, wages, paid vacations, retirement benefits, housing, food, because that's a basic right too, you know. College, access to nature. Yeah, I got to think about that one. Is that a right? What they are trying to do is establish a new Bill of Rights in the United States. I mean, access to nature? Are they joking? Coming up in our next segment, we're going to be visiting with Kayleigh McEnany. But I'm also going to get to your calls as well. So you want to jump in now, you can. I've got two lines open. That's all I got. You want one of them, you got it. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And again, we don't know the specifics of this Green New Deal. But what we do know is tantamount to a utopia that will never, ever, ever exist in America. And again, 1 million Americans will be out of work. Okay. I thought the idea was to add jobs, not subtract jobs. Healthcare, jobs, wages, paid vacations, retirement benefits, housing, food, college. And if somebody can explain what access to nature is, I'm dying to know what access to nature is. I'll have to call up my liberal friends this afternoon and find out. I don't know. Access to nature. What do you make of that? Tell you what, let's do it. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. In fact, let's go to Harry. Harry, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, talking about this green stuff and the socialism that the topic is. That's already been done. In Russia, you got free education, you got free medical, you got subsidized housing, you got all that free stuff. And you know what? The Russian poor people got everything free, and they were the poorest people on the planet.
I would be willing to bet. I would be willing to bet that you could find also that in Venezuela. A lot of those elements in Venezuela, and they're flat out broke.
Same with Cuba. They all got everything free, and they're all some of the poorest people on the planet.
And when they guaranteed them automobiles, they didn't know they were talking about 1957, 1968 automobiles.
Yeah.
That's all you see. That's all you see in Havana anymore.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it does. You can get everything free from the government. It'll take care of you from cradle to grave. But in the interim, you're basically poor as a rock.
But Harry, let me ask you. You and I know that young people are, let's just say, a little more liberal, a little more progressive than we are. And the hope is that as they get older and they buy a house and they get married and they have kids, that they will become more conservative. They'll understand that there is no such thing as utopia.
Hopefully they'll learn that. You know, Winston Churchill said that when you're young, if you're not liberal, you don't have a heart. But when you get older, you're not conservative, you don't have a brain.
Good point. I love that.
And another issue, and that's why we got a socialist education system. I'm talking through K through 12. And this is where they're being indoctrinated. You know, they got the school system, the social school system, government school system. This country's got about, 14 years of government. And that's what's happening. And it's somewhat our fault, yours, mine, and the rest of us that are funding this education system is allowing this to happen to our children. So what Winston Churchill said might not be true today because of the huge indoctrination going on in our school system. And I'm talking about not necessarily the colleges. I'm talking about like the K through 12.
Yeah. No, you are right. And you know what? How many of us, and I say this to me as well, how many of us have ever been to a school board meeting? And then you wonder why these kids come out longing for this utopia, complete with government-provided health care, jobs, wages, paid vacations, retirement benefits, housing, food, college, access to nature. And then we're surprised. We're going to take a quick break. And I promise you, Kayleigh McEnany will join us. She got an op-ed piece on FoxNews.com. We'll talk about that. And a whole lot more coming up as we continue. It is live and local now.
.790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Let's get to your phone calls. In fact, let's go to Nancy. Nancy! Whoops! Let's try it this way. Nancy, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, somehow I think this woman is not very bright because she forgot two very important elements of this New Deal, and that is the banning of all plastic and all paper takeaway, food takeaways, okay? And we should start learning how to sanitize our hands and take all of our food in our hands and scoop it into our own dishes and then cover them with non-aluminum foil, okay? I mean, she's really missed the boat because she's left out some very important elements that millennials are very concerned about: plastic straws, plastic takeaway, and paper takeaway. Therefore, it's going to fail.
Okay. So in other words, are you saying that that we should end up having at McDonald's when I go through the drive-thru and I get my Big Mac, that somebody just with their hands out a Big Mac?
Yes.
No box. Wow. Oh God.
Yes, well, come on. I mean, let's get real. If we're going to do this, we have to do it right. And she's missing a lot of the elements. So I consider her not the brightest pea in the pod, mainly because she's skipping over really salient points that we all have to address as we live in this country.
Well, let me throw something out to you. Let me throw something out to you. This whole idea of a utopia with government-provided health care, jobs, wages, paid vacations, who's actually going to pay for these? I mean, where's the money going to come from when all of us are going to get paid vacations, we get trips to Disney World? I mean, what the hell?
Well, let me put it to you this way. I have no problem with this at all because you know what? I'm retired. I'll be dead. It's your problem.
Oh my God! Please don't die on us, please. Yikes! No, I mean that's kind of maudlin. Hey, don't worry about me. I don't have to worry about this. You people are going to have to deal with it. Good luck. Lots of luck. No, that's just bizarre. I'm telling you. This whole notion, this so-called Green New Deal, is absolute. It is. I urge you to get the Mark Levin book, Utopia. And that's exactly what we're talking about. No, that's precisely what we're talking about. This utopian, the government will provide you with everything. The government, I want to see how the government provides us with access to nature. Quote, access to nature. I mean, that's going to be bizarre. No. So, and by the way, somebody explain to me what access to nature is. I know we have a lot of liberal friends that do listen to the show. And I'll just tell you, I think it's bizarre. This whole deal, you know, this whole Green New Deal thing. Want to remind you, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now, receive a bottle of real water. You know, with real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. By the way, did I mention real water now available at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3? That's right. $2 for $3. You want to try to save even more money? Try realwaterhomedelivery.com. That's realwaterhomedelivery.com. By the way, yesterday was delivery day for me. And it was so cool. They bring it right to your front door and they save you money. They save you money. Tell you what, let's check in with our friend, Kayleigh McEnany, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. And now you see her stuff on FoxNews.com, an amazing op-ed piece. Kayleigh, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kevin.
Okay, so tell me about this op-ed. This is an amazing piece of journalism. And talk a little bit. Maybe you can read between the lines for us a little bit.
Yeah, I wrote two this week, but I apologize. Sorry, the phone just fell down.
Okay.
I wrote two this week, but I assume you're asking about the Ivanka-related one.
Yes.
The women's. Yes, it's great. It's so much good has been done in the Trump presidency for women. He outlined just a fraction of it in his State of the Union speech about how women unemployment is at an all-time low. You look at the fact that you have paid family leave as a proponent of this administration, also doubling of the child care tax credit. And Ivanka Trump has been behind each and every one of those initiatives. And in the president's address, he outlined that he would be signing a presidential memorandum Thursday, so he signed it just yesterday. Basically, it is going to rejigger our international aid and invest a little bit more in women across the globe, making sure that they're empowered in their developing societies, because an abundance of research shows that when women are empowered in developing countries, it averts conflict and ends up benefiting us from a national security perspective. Ivanka spearheaded all of this. And it's a pretty exciting initiative, and it just goes to show this administration does work for women.
And by the way, I thought all that was accomplished. I thought the Clinton Global Initiative did all that. Is there still something left to do?
That's an excellent point, because the Clinton Global Initiative, I like that angle that you took there. The Clinton Global Initiative was more of a slush fund and a quid pro quo operation. Didn't really achieve what it set out to do, but Ivanka, I can tell you, is passionate about this. One of the cool parts of it is she's engaged in private sector partnerships. So Walmart is a part of this. PepsiCo is a part of this. They have distribution lines that begin internationally, and the product ends up here, and it's making sure that along the way, in these developing countries, women have equal access to the workplace, just like men.
When you're talking about women's global development, a lot of people are going to say, well, now, wait a minute. There's got to be a price tag to it. Who pays for it? That kind of thing. Who does end up paying for it?
Well, when you look at it, less than 1% of the U.S. budget goes to development aid. It's been in the U.S. budget for decades and decades and decades, because there's a recognition that when you help and invest just a little bit in the developing world, you help to avert conflict and therefore help to avert U.S. entanglement in some of these foreign conflicts and the need for U.S. intervention. So there's a $50 million start to this. And, you know, I think it's a small price tag when you consider the fact that it will avert conflicts across the world. And ultimately, you know, a safer world makes it safer here at home.
Again, Kaylee McEnany joining us. She is a regular on this show. She is a national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. She also writes prolifically. She's been on Fox News and other cable networks. You see her all the time. I want to ask you, though, this women's global development, is this one of these things where it's like an off in the distance 25 years from now, 30 years ago, or is this stuff that's being done right now?
It's being done right now, and the goal is to reach 50 million women by 2025. So it does have a pretty immediate impact, and it's worth mentioning Ivanka Trump has done a lot of other work just besides this, like establishing a fund at the World Bank for this very cause to empower women across the world. So it's kind of been a multi-pronged approach, not just with this development fund here at home, but also on the international stage as well. And ultimately, I think it benefits all of us to see women in the workplace. And it's also just worth mentioning all the work she's done for women at home. I mentioned paid family leave, the doubling of the child care tax credit, reskilling the workforce so that women are equipped to enter areas like STEM, science, technology, here at home. So her passion has been working on behalf of women. And it's really curious that you don't see liberals applauding the Trump administration for really doing so much good for women here at home and abroad. These are causes they champion Trump has done, but unfortunately gets little to no credit for.
I want to get to the Green New Deal. This is almost comical when you look at some of the utopian ideas that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is putting forward. Some of the stuff would put millions of Americans out of work. Can you talk a little bit about, and I know the details are a little slim right now, but some of the stuff that they're talking about is incredible.
Yeah, it is really incredible. So I was actually over at Fox yesterday when this news broke with one of my friends on radio, Todd Starnes, and he was reading the headline of what she said. She said she wanted to eliminate airplanes and eliminate cows and cow flatulence, except she used a less highfalutin
farting,
word than that.
Farting, probably, farting, exactly. Farting. Let's just call it what it is.
Not a lady likes to say it.
I know. You can't say it, but I can.
Correct. Yeah. So my friend Todd, you know, they sent out a memo to him, and he's like, "We got to get this fact checked. Like, this is, I know AOC is out of her mind, but this is like even extreme for her." But in fact, she did say it. She wants to eliminate airplanes, eliminate cows. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. It is so extreme, so scary, and that's the heart of the Green New Deal, which, by the way, nearly every 2020 candidate has endorsed.
Now, I want to ask you, some of the things are rather self-evident. Government-provided health care, jobs, wages, paid vacations, because that's, let's face it, you have a right. You have a right to that Disneyland vacation. Every family does. You got a right to food. Are we creating huge rights here? Is that what this Green New Deal is all about?
Absolutely. I mean, look, when you consider the Democratic Party in its entirety, it's about the government running and controlling various aspects of society. Government controlling your health care. How scary is that? Have you been to the post office lately? If that's an indication of what government run looks like, I don't want them running my health care. Now it's government takeover of business and industry because of this climate change threat that the Democrats, moan about each and every day. It's about government taking over the college industry, free college for all. They all sound nice when you say free college. Green New Deal, Medicare for all, but really these are all very expensive programs, trillions and trillions of dollars. Your taxes will go up and the government will control every aspect of your life. And that doesn't sound very good to me.
Have they earmarked, how they're going to raise the money for this? I mean, just the Medicare for all is $32 trillion.
Exactly. And when you look at the plans of taxing at the rate of 70%, taxing millionaires, that only raises a few billion dollars. It does not raise anywhere near the $32 trillion you would need over a decade for Medicare for none alone. And I call it that because it would take Medicare from our seniors. That is what would happen. So, yeah, they don't have a way to pay for it. And when asked, they all stumble over themselves. They live in a utopian dream, but one that doesn't work in practice and in reality.
Okay, the one that I've been calling all my liberal friends this morning because I can't figure out what they're talking about. And this is a quote, access to nature. Can you explain? Do you have any feel for what that is?
I am. That sounds very peculiar to me. I don't know what that is, but I would say that it wouldn't surprise me if it's part of the 2020 leftist agenda.
Well, and this is what is troubling about this, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on MSNBC yesterday laid out the strategy. And the strategy is an organizing 2020 campaign, and that they plan on winning not only the House, but the Senate and the presidency. The fact that they're putting these people in charge of America, I got to tell you, Kaylee, it is a scary, scary thought.
Oh, it is a very scary thought, and that's why I always say we got to take Ocasio-Cortez seriously. It's funny to laugh at her because she says some pretty asinine things, but we got to take her seriously because she is a powerhouse in the Democratic Party. I think Nancy Pelosi fears her, cowers to her because of her strong following among the base, and we've got to take someone like her seriously. Her ideas are radical. She's influencing the entire 2020 field, getting them to endorse her Green New Deal that is bizarre and absurd, and we've got to take this threat for what it is, and it's a serious threat to the way America operates as a capitalist society.
I want to ask you, the president's going to be on the road on Monday in El Paso. I've been dying to ask you about what you thought of the State of the Union. I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was one of the best speeches he gave over the course of 2 years. But I'm curious what you thought and what you expect Monday in El Paso.
Yeah, it was a great State of the Union. I thought one of the best I've seen because he really threaded the needle between exposing the radicalism of the left, how they wouldn't clap. For instance, Ocasio-Cortez had a hard time clapping for locking up human traffickers. They wouldn't clap when he said that America would never be a socialist country. So he really exposed the left. But he also called for compromise on a number of areas, child cancer research, AIDS, infrastructure, just time after time, extending a hand, saying, let's work together. So he threaded the needle well. El Paso, I think, will be a continuation where he stands on the border, essentially, or at least in a border town, saying we need a border barrier, and puts the pressure on the Democrats ahead of the February 15th deadline, where the Democrats are going to have to come to the table and provide that barrier wall funding.
Kaylee McEnany joining us from the Republican National Committee, a national spokesperson for that organization. You read her stuff on FoxNews.com. You see her on Fox News on a regular basis. I want to ask you, though, in our final couple of minutes, this whole notion of the president under siege. You get a chance to interact with the president from time to time, and I'm curious, Do you see him falling apart or anything like that? I mean, he's under a daily onslaught, and I keep asking the question, how does this guy keep on going?
Oh, he's not falling apart. I can tell you, I saw the president on Monday, and he was in good spirits. He was so excited to give the State of the Union. This guy's unstoppable. I mean, the media will continue to go after him, but every time I've seen him, this is not a guy who is under the weather or under siege. This is someone who loves to fight back, loves to be out there, loves to fight for the American people, and will continue to do so.
Kaylee, it's always good having you on. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And we'll look forward to more of your stuff on FoxNews.com. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin.
That's Kaylee McEnany joining us live on our City National Bank guest hotline. Yeah. And I love going back to this. and this is a quote from the rollout on this Green New Deal or New Green Deal. Get rid of farting cows and airplanes. Really? Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. We try and take ourselves and what we're doing not all that seriously. But we do know there are serious things around us, and we got to take note of it. More to come as we continue. You want to join us. You want to be a part of the show. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply costs. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
And 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. I'm just looking through this stuff about the Green New Deal is absolutely horrifying. I mean, when you think of this and you think of the cost of this, I think, can I be honest with you? I think any of these 20 or 30 or 40 or whatever it is, Democrats trying to, you know, these presidential wannabes, and they all embrace this Green New Deal. They all do. They want to upgrade or replace every building in the U.S. Congratulations. You just got yourself a new house. Your house that was built 5-10 years ago, it'll be leveled, and you'll get a new house out of it. Yeah. No, that's 100% transition to renewable energy within, not in 30 or 40 years, in 10 years. They don't explain how they're going to do it. Anybody that touches this proposal, this Green New Deal thing, it's going to be toxic. Because the minute, I mean, I can see the TV ads. Congratulations, you're getting a new house. And somebody else is paying for it. Unbelievable. Un-friggin-believable. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is Friday. It is live and local now. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Make Valentine's Day extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, you get to choose how you want to celebrate. Their dining room and cocktail lounge will be serving a full menu beginning at 5:30. Or dine in their elegant grand ballroom with a four-course meal that you'll not soon forget. You'll enjoy lump blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, surf and turf featuring a petite filet and lobster, a tasty Valentine's Day dessert plus a commemorative bottle of champagne. You'll enjoy an incredible meal with breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $175 per couple. Seating is limited, so call for reservations at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing Valentine's Day package at rhythmkitchenseafoodandsteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. 702-767-8438.